Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. What's going on? It's your man, Casanova, with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I got to do what I do every single time. It's thank you so much for your support. You're really even supporting the 7 day a week podcast. Now, I know I haven't started the Cast Is Crazy yet, but I will tomorrow. You will get a Cast Is Crazy episode. So I will start that. But thank you so much, man. Right now, I'm actually in Miami, Florida, doing this podcast. I'm down here to handle some business, do some things. It's like slash vacation, slash business, slash health stuff. I'm handling some health business here. I'm all right, people. Don't worry. I'm completely fine. No problems, no issues health-wise. Got to do a procedure for my esophagus. You know, I got a little bit of acid reflux, so I'm handling some stuff down here for that. But also my kids are out of school, so I'm hanging out with them and my wife and visit her family day in West Palm Beach. So, you know, right now I'm looking over a beautiful, I'm at the Marriott Vacation Club down in Miami. And it's really, really nice down here. It's really nice. And I'm just enjoying my time. But let's get to the podcast. Okay. I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and I have a stance on Black men in America, okay, guys? And I'm talking to my Black men right now with this podcast. I know some of you may have thought that I've gotten away from talking directly to you, but I haven't. Everything I said, trust me, has to do with choice directly to you. But this podcast, I'm going to talk directly to you, okay? And this is going to be controversial, probably. I'm probably going to get a lot of people in my inbox blowing me up about this, but you have to listen to me before you judge. Black men are the freest we have ever been in this country. I know you're saying caste. Now, come on now. How can you say some ignorant-ish like that? You know what I'm saying? Black men are low on every scale. Black men are being persecuted. Black men being targeted. Black men. But, and you know what? I get all that. But let me explain why we are the freest now that we've ever been, okay? Now, for years, we have been stood up to a standard. We have been at a point where there were a lot of things that we had to do. We had to be fathers to our children. We had to be good to our women. We had to be subservient but rebels to the white man. We had to be the image of sex and love and lust. We had to be all these things we had to be. And we were put into this category. Now, you may say now we're put into a category of as negative, but there's a freedom that we have right now that we never had before. See, everything is against us right now. Society deems us as number one criminal. Black women don't respect us or love us anymore like they used to. There is no part of society where they hold us accountable for anymore. And in that lack of accountability, there's a freedom. Now, just bear with me now. We don't have to be responsible for anything or anybody anymore. Let's take things for example. We don't have to be responsible for kids anymore. We can go around having multiple kids. We can go around having a lust of kids and not even be responsible for them. We can sit around and be horrible boyfriends, and that's the expectation now. We could do whatever we want right now. And I know you're kind of saying like, that doesn't really sound good. How, you know, you're saying we could be horrible people. But see, this is the thing. We aren't expected to be good anymore. We aren't expected to be fathers. We're not expected to be husbands. We're not expected to be good citizens. We're not expected to be anything. Within that, there's a freedom. And let me tell you what the freedom is. The freedom is that we could choose any path that we want to choose right now in this country. See, before we couldn't. Before we was held accountable for everything we did. Even things we didn't do, we were framed it on. Now, they don't give a fuck about us. We are the punching bag. We are the, oh, that nigga ain't gonna be shit anyway. We are the, he probably gonna grow up to be a criminal anyway. And there's a freedom in that. He's gonna grow up not to be a good father. He's gonna be up to be a deadbeat dad. He's gonna be a to shit on women. And there's a freedom in that because it gives us the freedom to change and be better. Because they're not expecting us to be better. I know. Just you gotta roll with me on this, okay? Because we could be entrepreneurs, we could be artists, we could be athletes, we could be anything now that we want to be without people expecting us to be. We have the freedom to really work the plan. And what I mean is that you don't have to do things that other people are telling you. We could do it the way we want to do it. Because they think they gonna think we ain't shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? There is no expectation for us anymore. You know, women have this idea what a good man should be. A real unrealistic idea what a good man should be. You know, six figures, 6 foot tall, big dick, works a lot, but also just a whole lot of time, loving, caring, take care of her, pay all the bills. I mean, everything is unrealistic about us now. So with that unrealistic idea of us, we have the freedom to be something that we truly want to be now. Because it's not deemed for us to be the leaders of our household anymore. It's not deemed for us to be anything to anybody anymore. We are a leaderless nomad society in America. There's no expectation of the black man. There's none. Because think of like this. When you win, that's not expected, and they're still questioning how you won. Oh, you must have got that money from drugs. Oh, maybe he got in by affirmative action. But then when you're a loser, they say, oh, see, we already knew. So the thing is, because you can't win, there's a freedom in you not winning. See, the thing is, we're not even in the race anymore. And that's kind of hard to swallow. But we're not even in the treat them decent anymore race. We're not. We really aren't. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not in the race at all. We can't even make mistakes in society's eyes because we're done. So at the end of the day, we have nothing to lose anymore. So that's a freedom. When you have nothing to lose, there's a freedom to it. Now, please bear with me on this. I'm not saying that we shouldn't fight for our black women. I'm not saying that we shouldn't fight for dude. But what I'm saying is we have to look at it as we have a complete freedom right now to really do what we want to do. We have a freedom right now to choose. Like, we could choose jail or not. We could choose to be fathers or not. We could choose to be good husbands or not. We could choose. See, this is not a right or wrong thing. This is a being able to choose. This is a position that black men have never been in ever. We have the right to choose whatever the fuck we want to do. If we want to be good men, we could choose that. We want to be fuck niggas, we could choose that. We want to be good fathers, we could choose that. If we want to be deadbeats, we could choose that. And society does not look at us any differently. Because to them, we are not even on, we're not even playing the game of decency in their eyes. So we have a unique position right now that, yo, we can do whatever we want. Now, I'm promoting doing better. I'm promoting doing things where they're like, damn, I didn't expect that black man to do it. You know, that's what I promote. But see, it's not a right or wrong thing. It's a freedom thing. We just have the freedom to choose. It's like abortion rights. Women are fighting. I don't think it's a right or wrong question. They're just fighting for the right to do it. It's my right to do it. Whether it's right or wrong, it's my right. It's my body. And we have the same freedom right now that we could choose good or bad. I hope as a collective, we choose the latter. We choose to be better. But there's a freedom that we've never had as black people before. We didn't have a choice to be free. We didn't have a choice to be deadbeats back in the day. We didn't have the choice to be ain't worth shit people. We didn't have that choice. We had to do what we were told. We were slaves. We had to be good to our black women. We had to be fathers. We had to work hard. We had to do all these things, but we don't have to do that now. And in itself, that's a freedom. And we have to understand that the power in that freedom. Now, I know you're probably saying, man, you know, Cass, I don't get that. We are not in power anymore. That freedom sucks. But it doesn't suck, guys, because this gives us a chance to rewrite our history, to write who black men really are. We have the right to choose to be good fathers. We have the right to choose to be good husbands. We have the right to choose to be good citizens of America and do right, to fight for justice. We have the right to choose. See, because nobody cares anymore what we choose. Nobody even cares what we do anyway, because the expectation is so low that at the end of the day, they don't care. You know, I used to think there was a purpose agenda against black men. I really thought it was a meaningful purpose agenda. I don't think it is an agenda anymore. I just think it's opportunity. I don't think slavery was an agenda. I think it was an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity, and people decide whether to take those opportunities or not. You know, I've always believed, and this is probably going to be another one, that racism was a force. And let me explain. I believe racism has always been used by the powerful to shield what they're doing and to have the peasants fight. If you get the peasants to fight amongst themselves, they're not going to know what the bigwigs are doing. Because when you look at rich people in the world, they're all colors. No white rich person is being prejudiced against a black rich person because of, you know what I'm saying, because of the color of their skin. I'm not talking about rich people. I'm talking about the wealthy. I'm talking about the kings and queens and Arabs and Africans that got billions of dollars. I don't see those people that have the real power in the world talking about we're going to get these niggers. I've never seen a real powerful rich person that really has true control be prejudiced. It's opportunity. If I could if I could manipulate a race of people to do my bidding so I can make money, why won't I do that? It's just simple math in a sense. Not math, but it's just simple control. Because if you look at any society, people have suppressed their own people. You go to Russia, Ukraine, any country, China, those are not black people that are the servants. Those are their kind. Class systems. Class systems is where racism comes from. They use certain things to say, I'm above you. Race was just something that was easy to attain, to use. So at the end of the day, we have to understand that, like, it's not about racism, anything. It's about control. Right now, black men are not controlled because nobody cares. They think we're failures. We're not worth it anymore. They know how to make their money off of us. So they're not doing anything to control us anymore. And I'll say this once again, they created a system already that we could feed into, that we don't have to. Like, it's not even, and it's not like back in the day they were framing black people to get shit. They don't have to do that anymore. They created a system that black men are lured into. And it's up to us whether we go or not. We don't, no guy out there that's gang banging or selling drugs has to do it. Even if you say, well, you know, he got to get this money for his mama. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have to do it. There's nothing. There's nobody in prison right now that's black that had to do something to be in prison. I had to do it. So this is consequence of prison. None. Not one. And I don't want to hear I had to free my mama. None of that crap. Okay. Because nobody has had to do something to go to jail. They didn't have to. So we have a choice. We have a choice. We have a freedom we never had before. Before, they were beating us and killing us and throwing us in jail. Even look statistically, most police shootings aren't done to black men. It's done to white males. See, but the problem is the media reports that because that's what actually gets them the ratings. But in general, more white people are killed by police than black people. Now, of course, people break it down to like, oh, you know, what about this area and all that? This predominantly black and stuff. I get it. Or this area that's predominantly white but black. I get it. I completely get it. But at the end of the day, there's going to be racist cops that do dumb shit. But see, the problem is we stopped being a society that was about the overall picture, but we looked at individuality. And that's what people look at now.
Well, in this community, more black people are here. Okay, maybe you just really got racist cops there.
But that don't mean overall, like they want you to believe. That just goes to another scenario of the black man. We can't even walk outside without cops trying to shoot us. Which isn't true. I'm a good age. And I've had a few run-ins with cops. I have. Don't get me wrong. I felt the prejudice. But those are the individuals that are just ignorant, that choose to be prejudiced over somebody because of their skin color. And then instead of us trying to stop stereotypes, we reinforce them. So, of course, they're going to be scared of us. But see, that's a choice. We could listen to gangster rap and act like gangsters, or we could listen to R&B and be smooth guys in the end. See, and that's what comes down to the beautiful choices we have. We could do whatever we want right now, black men. We have a freedom. See, as you know, I'm writing the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. And I'm trying to make men understand the power we have, the choices we have, and what we need to do. It is our burden to take it. See, that's the freedom you find when you control your destiny because you know what it is. See, black men controlled their destiny. Even when things were expected of us, we controlled our destiny. We could do that now with the freedom we have because nobody's expecting it. Nobody's expected for you to do good. Nobody's expected for you to win. Nobody's expecting you to go above. That's why at the end of the day, you can do it easily. Yo, I'm living proof of a black man that could go from making subpar money to a bunch of money, finding a way to get certifications and studying and doing things and getting to the position I am right now in life. Because I had the freedom to do it. I ain't had no black man power behind me and nothing like that. I had to do the research on my own because the resources are out there. You know what I'm saying? Of course, there are no scholarships for us for black men. There's no grants for black men, things like that out there, regularly available help and all that stuff. And that's fine. But that means you utilize the other shit that's out there for everybody else. See, because a lot of things aren't exclusive, but it's just used like grants and all that stuff. Find a way. Use Amazon. Start your own business. I have several businesses that literally I start for Amazon. I have a product line, culture.skin. A luxury product line that I started with products from Amazon in the beginning. And it wasn't that expensive to start. Literally, I went to YouTube, bought the product, went on YouTube, found out how to make the product, right? Did some research online, which is absolutely free. Then went on Amazon and started. I bought the material. You could buy any ingredients, anything you want on Amazon. Bought the packaging. I did it all in the beginning from Amazon. And then I spread to other companies. But yo, nothing told me I couldn't do it. Everything's online. Everything's available. I've made thousands of dollars from my product line. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I rebranded it as a luxury design. So I upgraded my packaging and shit like that. But all online. Nobody told me not to do it. Nobody showed me the way. I just did research to find out. See, that's what I'm saying. The freedom is there for you to do whatever you want to do. And that's a whole nother income for me. I started my own network, went online, hooked up with people. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you know what is, you know, one language that always changes things for you? The language of greed. And when I mean the language of greed, the dollars. When you got money, you can do whatever you want. And it doesn't have to be big money. I invested maybe a couple hundred dollars in my skincare line in the beginning. A couple hundred dollars, made thousands of dollars from it. Now I'm able to rebrand it, take it to the next level. I have a whole network that I just researched to people to build my app for me. I personally learned how to do websites myself. See, I am the example of, yo, nobody controls me, but nobody expected all this from me. And in that, there's such a freedom that I have because there's no expectation for me. And I was able to do these things without anybody stopping me, nothing. So stop worrying about that girl that's not messing with you. Stop worrying about your family. There's freedom. The more bread you get up, the more freedom you get. Like, seriously, the more bread I got, the more freedom I got. I'm sitting in this beautiful resort down in Miami right now, looking over a water feature in a big pool on the balcony. Beautiful right now. My kids are having the time of their life. My wife out shopping. Why? Because I got my money up. I did what I had to do with no streets of time. When I went through my breakdown, as you know, I didn't think I was worth anything. Everything in my life, my family, my friends, my business, I lost, in a sense, everything. And in that, I gained everything back because I went out and got it. I started more businesses. I got more certification. I got a better job. I got better connections. I did that because you know why? Because nobody expected me to do anything. So at the end of the day, no expectation. I already had my nervous breakdown. They said, cast is over. Cast is done. But I came back better, 10 times better. And that's what it's about. Because nobody expects anything from you, black man. So at the end of the day, you have a freedom right now to do whatever the hell you want. And the more money you get, the more you build your money up, the more freedom you're going to get. Because I built my money up where I got freedom right now to do whatever I want. And I'm putting that towards my family and all that, but I could do whatever I want right now. Of course, within a financial means, don't get me wrong, I ain't rich or nothing, but I'm getting there. And the more ideas I do, the more business I have, the more I get my bread up, the more I could do. And nobody could stop you. There is no conspiracy theory to stop you from being successful. Nobody's checking for you. The only way they check for you is when you mess up their money. See, that's when they check for you. But they would check for anybody. Now, they may check on you a little harder because you're not one of them. But at the end of the day, nobody's checking for you. Nobody's saying, oh man, this black man's going to be successful. Oh man, this black man's going to do this. He's going to do that. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's checking for you. Nobody's looking out for you. So you could do whatever you want because nobody's looking to stop you. Nobody's looking to put you down. If you got baby mama issues, that's your fault because you picked her. If you got issues, every issue you got in your life, eliminate. Not like literally eliminate, you know what I'm saying? But get out your life. Focus on you. Focus on doing your dreams and getting your bread up. There's a freedom in that. Nobody cares. So you could do whatever the hell you want. Pick your career and do it. There's a freedom, black man. Trust me, there is a freedom. And I didn't see it before. This is like a revolution in the conversation I was having the other day. We have freedom now. And now we could choose to be men. We could choose to step up. We could choose to do what we got to do. Understand that freedom now. You don't have to be a good man. You don't have to be a bad man. You don't have to be a good father. You don't have to do nothing. You could choose what you want. And as a man, choose to be a man. That's all I'm saying. All right, guys. I'm appreciate you for listening to this podcast right here. Black Men's Mental Health every Tuesday. Here, of course, on all your platforms. Also, you can listen to it on the Culture Radio, Pod Journey Radio. I'm in syndication on there. No, I'm not as good, but you know, I'm gonna play myself repeatedly over. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to this podcast, you know what I'm saying, a couple of days a week. But definitely the broadcast, you will hear it 7 o'clock on Pod Journey Radio, only on the Culture Radio Network. All right, guys. Want to go to culture.skin. I upgraded it to a luxury line now. All new packaging, all new formulas. It is actually next level stuff. Rave reviews. So people, please check it out. Also, download the Culture Radio app. Listen to this podcast and all the other podcasts, music, things like that we got on there. So check it out, man. If you want to just keep up with me and everything, go to CasanovaWilliams.com or blackmensmentalhelp.com. Check out all the podcasts. You know, I'm running a podcast every single night, every 7 days a week. I have a podcast Monday, give you a minute of advice where I'm just giving you advice about things I learned in life. Tuesday, of course, Black Men's Mental Health.